Starting off today's show, though, and beginning the month of August, it's National Small Business Month. And we want to check in with our local small biz owners about the challenges and rewards facing local businesses in 2022. Joining me live in studio is Culture Shift's Tia Graham. Hey, Tia, happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Amanda. It's been a weekend.
It has definitely been a weekend. So we're going to talk about National Small Business Month because there are a lot of new challenges facing owning a small business in 2022, maybe than there has been ever.
Yes, it has. And, you know, in particular for Michiganders as well as Detroiters, boating is a way of life for so many Metro Detroiters living near or far from the water. Getting to spend the summer months relaxing on the St. Clair River, Detroit River, or even Lake Erie is an escape. And Riverside Marina, originally known as Harbor Hill Marina, was the vision of the former Detroit Mayor Coleman A. Young, and now Jason McGuire hopes to continue that vision. Jason McGuire is one of the only black marina operators in the U.S., and he's hoping to add and create a space in the industry here in the city of Detroit. Jason, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you.
Yes. So, just jumping right into things, you're from the city of Detroit, born and raised, and you've owned a boating license since you were 18 years old. What drew you to getting involved with the boating scene?
Well, I got involved in the boating scene actually because of my family. I was given a boat at the age of 18 that was not running, and I fixed the boat up, got it running, put it in water, and I've been addicted ever since.
Tell me a little bit about that, how you fell in love with putting that boat together yourself, getting it started, getting it running, that love that started your whole career today.
You know, if you have never been on a water, and I do not mean on a ocean liner, but on a private personal watercraft, a PWC, it is something completely different from being out there with a bunch of people, like you would be on a cruise ship, to being on a water on your own, having to take care of yourself, make sure that you have everything right, and then that ability to be able to go. You know, a lot of people don't realize this. From the city of Detroit, you can go anywhere in the world from the water.
Yeah. So, you know, at 18, you put your boat in the water for the first time. Talk a little bit about that space when you were boating as a young man on the river there.
Well, that first experience, I was definitely very, very frightened. Mm-hmm. So I was scared. But once I became more and more comfortable, getting more and more experience, going out on the water more and more, it became, it's like second nature to me. In fact, I believe if I missed a day, or summer without going on the water, it definitely hurts my soul now.
So, you know, you're starting out, you're boating by yourself, you're 18 years old, you're growing up, you're getting older. Talk about your relationship with the Detroit mayor, with Porterfield Wilson, and how that helped you kind of build that enterprise there.
So back in 2012, I believe it was, that the city, when it was going through bankruptcy, was definitely had a hard time running Irma Henderson Marina. Mm-hmm. And they put that up for an RFP, and the city also did the same thing with Harbor Hill. And me and my company, ABC Professional Enterprise, went after those RFPs, and we were awarded those in 2012. Those awards have allowed us to continue the operation of a marina by African Americans here in the city.
Amanda LeClaire here. I was kind of curious, what makes running a marina, a small locally owned marina, different than running other local businesses for you?
Well, so the way it makes it a little different is that most small businesses, you know, they're mostly operated year round. Where marinas, we have a shift where we have to 6 months of the year we're actually closed. So with that marina being closed, 6 months closed, we have to lay off employees, but we still need those employees full time in the summertime. And a lot of the skill sets that you need to operate a full service marina like it is at Riverside Marina, where we have a 60-ton hoist, Wiggins, inside heated storage, things like that, it becomes very, very hard.
And, you know, we talk a little bit about the owning and the operating and making sure things are running. You now lead a 32-person team. Talk about that leadership role that you've taken in that Black Marina and the expansion that you hope to see.
Yeah, I definitely have a lot of 32 people working for us here at Riverside Marina. Dynamic team that we have right now. Yvette Robinson is the general manager at Riverside Marina, and we do a lot. You know, I give you an example. Last year in 2021, when there was because we have a banquet hall facility as well, we do parties as well. In 2021, the city, of course, like everyone in the world, was going through COVID, and a lot of the children were unable to have prom. So we were able to rapidly change and have 14 proms in less than 2 weeks at Riverside Marina to help 11 Detroit public schools and another the other schools were suburban schools around the city.
Jason McGuire is the operator of Riverside Marina here on Culture Shift this afternoon. And you talk about, you know, you acquired the property in 2012, operating it and managing it. Can you talk a little bit about what was happening before you acquired it and why it needed, I guess you can say, a saving?
Well, it needed to be saved in the sense that the last operators that had the marina, the city did not get along with those operators, and they had those people put out. And at that time, the city had no one else in place to operate the marina. So if that place would, because as the city was doing back in 2012, they were talking about just closing Irma Henderson Marina, it would have been the same thing with Riverside. It would have just been a closed distressed asset.
Mm. So, you know, you started it back up in 2013. You're seeing the dividend. You're seeing the rewards that all of the hard work you put into it are happening. But you've also helped other young Black people get involved in the Black marina scene, the scene in general. Can you talk a little bit about what that's meant to you?
It means a lot. You know, I sometimes receive calls and said, "Hey, Jason, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be in boating. This changed my life, changed the life of my family." Also, even on the people who actually even work in the marina field, one of our operators, our crane operators, his name is Lance Lewis, started out when he was 16 years old, and now he's 28 years old. He makes a really nice salary, over $50,000 a year as a salary employee, and he's off 6 months out of the year because we have to keep those skilled operators employed through year round. And that cultural shift, you know, and I believe that culture is so important that we actually have those opportunities, and we're afforded an opportunity here at Riverside Marina because of what the city has allowed us to do there.
Jason, I got a question for you. When as you're talking about training workers and reaching out to the community and all that, I like that you mentioned culture, because I think something that's really interesting here in the metro region, a lot of people are not close to the water, and I think they kind of forget that Michigan is a maritime culture, and that is a different way of looking at the world completely. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's amazing that so many people do not believe that the city of Detroit has water, and I tell them, you know, there a lot of people hear about the UP. I said there's a lower P too. Michigan is a peninsula, and Detroit it has 9 miles of waterfront, so we're definitely in that maritime scene, and the marina business is a multi-billion dollar industry a year, and it is absolutely growing. Just give you an example, there are about 13 million registered boats in the United States, and there are only 1 million wet slips. So it's like a 13-to-1 ratio, and this industry is going to just be growing. In fact, during COVID, that's when we had the greatest expansion in boating. Right now, buying a brand new boat, you're on a waiting list, you know. And in fact, it used to be, you know, you can buy a boat, then you can go get you a slip. The way things have been going for the last few years, it's best to buy your slip first before you even have a boat, because you could buy a boat and have no place to put it.
So with the industry growing so much, do you see an interest, especially for youth here in the metro region, about boating and about getting into learning how to navigate and own a boat?
Yeah, absolutely. We're at ABC. We had some children come in. They learned how to swim, and we also had a group of kids build a schooner. They built a small craft. They actually put it in the water this past Friday, and they're going to be painting it next week over here at Riverside. So, and these are all inner city youth that are doing this.
And you know, we're talking with Jason McGuire, Riverside Marina in the city of Detroit. You're talking about finishing the legacy or continuing that legacy that was put in place by Detroit Mayor Coleman Young when he was one of the operators there. Can you talk about continuing that legacy?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Porterfield Wilson and Coleman Young had a vision of having a marina that was inclusive of everyone. The reason that the marina was originally one of the many reasons the marina was intentionally built back in the vision was started in the late 70s and then opened up in the 80s was because a lot of African Americans were not allowed to go to certain marinas. In fact, one of the first couples that actually came to Harbor Hill at the time, or Porterfield Wilson's marina, was they had the dock. They were an interracial couple, and they had the dock in Canada. And then they moved over to what is now called Riverside Marina. And it is that cultural impact of having a place where everyone is welcome, no matter who you are, is just absolutely beautiful and definitely needs to be continued.
And you said this was happening up into the 80s.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So, you know, being a Black woman from the city of Detroit, I'm rarely on the boat, rarely on the water. It's not something that I necessarily would see for myself either. Could you just, you know, what would you say to other Detroiters, not just, you know, the normal culture who's on the water, but what would you say to Black Detroiters and other people of color who would like to engage in that industry?
Yeah, you know, I say definitely get involved. There are definitely some ways to do it. The Detroit Riverfront Conservancy, they have definitely been working to get more access to the water. That's why we have the Riverwalk that wonderful crew, Mark Wallace, is leading the Riverfront Conservancy. And right now, you know, the Detroit Cycle Boat has actually created an opportunity where people can actually get on the water on tours, you know. And I tell you, you know, any way that you can get involved, get in. You know, go get on that water. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Jason McGuire is the operator of Riverside Marina in the city of Detroit. Jason, thank you so much for joining us on Culture Shift this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.